You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Big news for Florida State today in the state of Florida. We're going to get through all of the weeds here with Irish FL managing editor of WarChant.com. He was in a courthouse for a long time today. My name is Tom Lang, and we're going to discuss what you see at the bottom there, which is a legal win for Florida State in Leon County, Florida. As a refresher, if you're new to this whole FSU-ACC lawsuit thing or you're a casual observer, you got two lawsuits, an ACC-filed lawsuit in the state of North Carolina, Mecklenburg County, and then there's also the Florida State filed lawsuit in Leon County. Today is about Leon County and what a Leon County judge ruled this afternoon. But Ira, I know you showed up at the courthouse this morning. It was 9 o'clock-ish, maybe a little bit earlier than that. Could have been as little as 15 to 20 minutes. Nobody knew what to expect today. What did you find over the hours and hours of sitting in that room?
Yeah, it was definitely not 15 to 20 minutes. It took a turn. So basically, like you said, the big picture is, the FSU was going to file their lawsuit in Leon County, basically saying they shouldn't owe $500 million, $700 million, whatever the amount is, to get out of the ACC. They decided in December they were going to file that lawsuit. The night before FSU filed their lawsuit, the ACC filed a lawsuit basically claiming breach of contract and some other things up in North Carolina. About a week ago, just over a week ago, maybe a judge in North Carolina denied FSU's motion to dismiss that case up there. FSU is basically saying, we want you to stop this case in North Carolina because we were filing our case in Florida. That's where this whole trial should happen. The judge in North Carolina ruled in the ACC's favor up there. Well, now here's the FSU case where they're suing to get out of the ACC or to at least mitigate their damages when they want to get out of the ACC. The ACC filed a motion to stay or dismiss the case in Florida because they want it to be heard in North Carolina. So, and then just like what happened up there, the North Carolina judge kind of ruled on the ACC's favor. Judge Cooper here in Tallahassee in Leon County Court ruled in Florida State's favor in part of it. He hasn't addressed all of it yet, but he did address the motion to stay, which is basically the ACC asking him to pause the case in Tallahassee while they move forward in North Carolina. Judge Cooper said, nope, we're not going to do that. I found that there's sufficient evidence to move forward with the case in Tallahassee. For now, he's going to have another hearing, as you have on the screen there, in a couple weeks where they're going to discuss the ACC's motion to dismiss it entirely, the entire FSU lawsuit down here, and there's also a motion to stay discovery. So there's more that's going to happen. It's not an outright victory for Florida State, but what he decided today was definitely a victory for Florida State.
So, Ira, again, you know, there will be videos and interviews that we do where we have legal analysis. This is the layman's version of what's going on and reporting the news. And you sat in that courtroom today. Basically, Florida State is arguing that the ACC rushed to file their lawsuit in anticipation of Florida State's filing, Florida State's public board of trustees meeting, public vote, a very public procedure in which then they're going to file a lawsuit and then they've got to be able to successfully serve the lawsuit. Florida State says, we didn't get through our process and you guys jumped the gun, which is why when you're claiming, hey, we were first to file, that means we get precedent on venue. That shouldn't be. And so basically that is the argument they were making today, and the ACC lawyers and legal team was making an argument as to why North Carolina is the proper venue to have first crack at this particular issue. Is that what you took away, and what else, what other nuances did you observe?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's the big picture argument is, the reason there's a first to file is kind of like a theory that in most cases it works. You know, whoever files, if you and I have a disagreement and I file the lawsuit first, like that's the suit maybe that's going to go forward. You're first to file. But the argument that Florida State is making is they were going to be first to file, but the ACC found out FSU was going to file their lawsuit because FSU had to have a public hearing or a public meeting to discuss that they were going to file the lawsuit. They had to get the Board of Trustees to agree back in December to file a lawsuit against the ACC. Once they did that, they're saying that the ACC then rushed to the courthouse to get their documents in North Carolina so that they would have first to file. But their argument was, that's not really fair. You just rushed to the courthouse. And you could tell from the beginning of the hearing today that Judge Cooper was very sympathetic to what Florida State was saying. Right off the bat, when the ACC's attorneys, they started their presentation, it's their motion to stay or dismiss. They started off with basically saying, look, you know, first to file is what counts. We were in first. We got in the night before Florida State got in their lawsuit. So it should be up there. We're the ACC's based in North Carolina. This contract is based in North Carolina. It should all happen up there. And as soon before they like, it wasn't like the FSU objected. The judge, as soon as they started citing those reasons, the judge was already kind of going back at them and saying, well, wait a minute. Did you just rush? Was this an anticipatory filing? As you said, because then that's basically your forum shopping is the phrase he used 500 times today. And basically the idea is there, the ACC, it appears to the judge, what he ruled was it appears that the ACC rushed to get it in North Carolina because they feel like that would be favorable to them. If they get in front of a North Carolina judge in a North Carolina courtroom, that's going to be favorable to them. And that's why they rushed to beat Florida State to the court in Tallahassee. And that's an exception for why first to file shouldn't matter. So basically the rest of the discussion about that was citing case law, the ACC attorneys citing case law where first to file really, you know, usually is what goes the judges go by. And then, the FSU citing examples and really the judge citing more examples than even the FSU did, of cases where if one party of the case is just forum shopping, just rushing to the courthouse to try to find the best court that's going to work for them, that doesn't really, it kind of violates the spirit of first to file. So that's ultimately what he went with. He gave a lot of reasons why he denied their motion to stay the hearing or stay the trial or the case in Leon County. But, you know, basically, I think that was the biggest one is he ruled that they were forum shopping.
Well, and this is not getting down to the blood and guts arguments. Like there was some passive amount of back and forth and bars being thrown, but this is more about procedure. This is almost like if there's, you know, two cars at a four-way stop and they're deciding who has the right of way to go first. Is it going to be North Carolina? Is it going to be Florida? So they're not even getting to the heavy stuff yet. This is why the billable hours rack up, Ira, because they can make 4 and 5 hours of arguments about, well, we did it first. Yeah, well, you weren't honest about the way you did it first. Right. Here's what the judge said after it was all said and done. This is right around the 4 o'clock Eastern hour on Tuesday. Quote, I think in light of the fact that the way this suit was filed, that it was classic anticipatory litigation, which reasonably lends itself to a conclusion of forum shopping. There you go, Ira. There's the term. There's only one reason one would engage in forum shopping. That's because you think the forum you just shopped is better than the other place. So Judge Cooper buys that, but he was very clear. I need to be clear as well that just because this motion to stay was denied, Judge Cooper, Ira, went out of his way to say, that's not me saying that Florida State is right top to bottom in their legal arguments about exiting the ACC, the grant of rights. He's just saying in this particular case about forum and procedure and who gets to go first, let's hold our horses a little bit. The ACC stepped out of line. And that's I don't know if he got much more into anything else, but what did you see?
Yeah, no, that's he, like you said, he was emphatic in making that point. He also, you know, again, there's two other big motions and some other business that is going to be before him. But basically this hearing today was scheduled for 90 minutes. It ended up going from, you know, 9:30 in the morning till almost 5 o'clock. And they didn't get to all those other things. So basically they're going to reconvene on April 22nd back in his chambers, back in his court. And, you know, they're going to handle the other two big motions, which is the motion to stay discovery, which means they don't want to go. The ACC wants them to stop discovery in this case. And then also a motion to dismiss. I don't know exactly why he, and when we get an legal expert on, they can give their opinions on why he went in this order, why he went in the order of stay, then discovery, and or dismiss and discovery. But basically, you know, that's still out there. Like, Florida State won this battle. Theoretically, I guess the judge could come back in, on April 22nd, and after hearing the arguments on that, come back and say, you know what, I am going to dismiss the FSU's lawsuit. Seems unlikely. I mean, all of the indications were he seemed to find merit in FSU's arguments. In fact, in one of the things that wasn't even really up for discussion today or debate today, a couple of things was about whether or not the ESPN contract should be public record. He brought up the NCAA case from several years ago that he actually, I believe, presided over, where FSU, it was back in the FSU music scandal, where Florida State was found to have violated rules by the NCAA. The Tallahassee Democrat, Gannett, a bunch of media organizations, I think AP was involved as well, sued to get access to the ruling because the NCAA said, you don't get access to our rulings. And FSU said, well, we don't actually possess that ruling. It's in a computer doc. It's in a computer in the cloud, basically. Hey, headliners and elite headliners. It's Ira here, and it's time to talk Shopify. As you remember, a couple of years ago, we wanted to create and sell headlines merch for the best podcast listeners in the world. That's you. But we had no idea where to get started. Now we're selling Yay Sausage shirts, and it's so easy. All because we use Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Whether you're a startup working out of your man cave or IPO ready, Shopify is the only tool you need to grow your business without all the struggle. Shopify puts you in control of every sales channel. You could be selling Don Julio socks from Shopify's in-person point-of-sale system or offering headliner shirts from Shopify's all-in-one e-commerce platform. Whatever you need, you're covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, up to 36% better compared to other leading commerce platforms. And you can sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love most about Shopify is how, no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up today for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/warchant, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/warchant, all lowercase, and they'll help you grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Go to shopify.com/warchant. And Judge Cooper, I believe, was the one who presided over that, but he ruled that no, it's a, if it deals with Florida State, it's a public record. And so now that touches on this ESPN agreement, where FSU wants the ESPN agreement to become public record because they, sounds like they believe there's some evidence in there, some writing in there that makes it more clear about what happens if they were to leave the ACC, and maybe it benefits FSU. The ACC and ESPN are contending confidential, you know, business document that they can't release everything. So that has to be determined as well. But on really all of these cases and all of these different items, it seemed like Judge Cooper was pretty sympathetic to Florida State's case. Again, he, you know, talking about sovereign immunity and sovereign domain of a state university. The fact that this is dealing with Florida State's rights to their home football games. It's not something that takes place in North Carolina. So it seems like he's leaning towards the side of, no, Florida State should be able to do this case, and they should be able to do it in Leon County. The question is going to be, even if he decides that, and you know, again, this is where legal minds can chime in. I haven't, just from talking to other attorneys, I don't know if anybody really knows exactly what would happen, because the judge in North Carolina, Judge Bledsoe, believes it should take place up there. He's already ruled that. Now you got Judge Cooper in Leon County saying that he thinks it should be a Leon County case.
Right.
Could you have these two cases going on simultaneously? Will they have, you know, would they be moved in federal court? I mean, nobody really seems to know exactly what will end up happening if both courts feel like they have jurisdiction. But to even get there, we have to get past this next hearing, which is on April 22nd.
And that's why the legal volleying will go back and forth, not just between the ACC and Florida State in one state area, but North Carolina and Florida back and forth. We go Monday, April the 22nd is the next time that these two sides will convene in Florida State's lawsuit based in the state of Florida. Now, Judge Bledsoe, again, as a reminder, is the judge in North Carolina. Good football name. Judge Cooper is the judge in the state of Florida. Another decent sports name in general. But so Bledsoe, Mecklenburg, ACC, yeah. Cooper, Leon County, Florida. Keep those things separate. But it sounds like, Ira, they might be getting in a foot race to see who can get down the field a little bit quicker. And maybe that leads to some action between the two sides that are paying the billable hours, the ACC and Florida State. Oh, one other thing I wanted to bring up, Ira. How interesting was it that the ACC went on record today, their legal representation did, saying that perhaps they'd be willing to shop Florida State's rights to another league or another television network? I'd never heard an ACC official go on record saying that, well, this isn't about Florida State can negotiate their rights and they could pay us for their rights so we can release them. We might just sell them to somebody else. They doubled down on that. That happened a couple of times.
Yeah, it did. And that's the first time they've said that publicly. I feel like, and again, this is an attorney would be able to speak to it better than I can. I feel like, because the reason that came up was kind of along the lines of Judge Cooper was kind of touching on the idea of the penalty that Florida State, if they were to leave the ACC, you're telling me they would have to pay you $600 million, $700 million to get out of the ACC. And that's when they were saying, well, no, that's not what we're saying at all. They would owe us $130 or $140 million, which is the exit fee, which I don't even know if FSU would dispute.
They don't.
That's basically out there that that's probably what they would have to pay to get out. The whole argument is about the grant of rights. The next 13 years of Florida State's home football games, would they lose the rights to those games? And so, but where Florida State's put that price tag is another $400 or $500 million on top of the exit fee. That I think is, I'm guessing the ACC knows that that might be problematic, that that might be seen as, a punishment. And the courts don't really don't see those favorably from what other attorneys tell us. So they're basically saying that we're not saying that at all. We're saying we do own the rights and then we would sell them. As you said, we would sell them to ESPN or whoever wants to. And one of the attorneys said, I'm sure there's plenty of television outlets in Florida that would love to have Florida State's home game rights and they would be willing to pay. And then we'll take that money and we'll give Florida State their share just like we do now. Well, their share split 15, 16 ways. So that was an interesting thing. And then another thing I thought, was interesting was the whole Clemson lawsuit. And, that came up several times because Clemson has their lawsuit against the ACC in South Carolina. And the ACC has filed their lawsuit countering that in North Carolina. And that was one of the things, Judge Cooper was bringing up is, now what's going to happen? Should Florida State give up their right to have their case in Florida when we don't know what's going to happen to the case in South Carolina?
Well, also procedurally, the state of South Carolina doesn't demand that Clemson's Board of Trustees comes to a public vote in order to file. So the ACC couldn't take the step that it did, which was preemptive. And according to Judge Cooper, let me get that term right because I liked it. Classic anticipatory litigation, lines 3 and 4 there. Classic anticipatory litigation. ACC couldn't engage in classic anticipatory litigation because Clemson doesn't have to go online, in the case that Florida State did on a Zoom, and cast a vote. So
it's basically like Florida State gets penalized because they have to follow state law in Florida. And so you get first to file because you got the jump on them, whereas you couldn't get the jump on Clemson. So why do they benefit from that? So, yeah, that was another point that I thought, again, we'll see. And like you said, Judge Cooper said several times, this is not how he's going to rule in the long term about the merits of the case overall and whether or not Florida State owes however much they owe in the grant of rights. But you can tell he definitely has some strong opinions about some of the arguments in this case that really weren't even up for debate today. Like he's already done research onto some of the big picture stuff. So, if I was a betting man, Tom, I think, he's going to rule in favor of Florida State. The next thing too, it feels like he believes Florida State has a right to have their case in Leon County. Again, the part we have to figure out once that happens is where do we go from there? Could you really have a trial in North Carolina and a trial in Leon County?
Yeah.
or what, you know, what, at what point would they come to either a settlement or a mediation agreement or something like that to try to solve it? Because it seems like, you know, at some point they may either be in an impasse or just in this crazy situation where you've got both jurisdictions going at the same time.
I'm sure it'd be wholly improper. And I feel very safe being a few states away in New York now to say this, but it sounded like Judge Cooper was saying, hey, if you want a good mediator, I'm your guy. I can handle this business. I was mediator for 10 years. We'll see if they come to the negotiating table, but it does seem like things are accelerating just a little bit because Florida is not yielding to North Carolina, at least for now, in terms of the speed of the trial. So that's what we have for you today.
One more thing. Sorry to interrupt you.
Go ahead.
Can I squeeze one more in? Yeah. And then also, and we didn't touch on this, but FSU also appealed today. They filed their appeal in North Carolina of the earlier ruling from Judge Bledsoe. So Florida State's planning to appeal that there. So I guess I just want to not push back a little bit to what you're saying. It is speeding up in terms of there's more activity in the case, but I think it also is giving us all a clearer idea of how long of a road this would be if it actually goes through the courts, because this was a full day about one part of basically one hearing, one part of a hearing that was supposed to take 90 minutes. So, I mean, this thing could go on for a long time. And, you know, again, we still have the Clemson case in South Carolina. So it's going to be messy, man. Like, this thing is not going to be resolved quickly. And I also think, you know, again, Cooper gave, you know, definitely he kept praising the attorneys for both sides, said that they've done a very thorough job, but he made a few comments about the length of some of their documents that they've already submitted and even said, I want you to read my rules that I have a limit on how many pages I'm going to accept in some of these filings from you guys. So it's, you know, again, man, like this thing could go on for a long time.
100%. What I mean is if one state clearly has the right of way, then that side, in a sense, would probably, it's almost like a winning by submission in UFC, Ira. It's like, I've got you in a hold. If it's only North Carolina that can hear it, this case and see it through, then advantage ACC all the way. But if both are going at the same time, then there's at least an impetus to not fall behind the other in terms of procedure, or else the ruling might not be the way that you want the ruling to go. But there's a lot more filings to come, a lot more motion hearings. I think, Ira, I set the over-under at words typed for you today at 2,250. Is that light?
Or is that right? I need to go back and look, but it was a lot. And, you know, and again, this is obviously not what we do. So I appreciate the people, the War Chant subscribers who bared with me on the thread and the tribal councils were doing the updates. We're making the best of it that we can. So hopefully it makes some sense. I know it's not easy because you're dealing with legal terms that they're using. And even the judge and the attorneys have to discuss. They had to like have sidebars about what different terms that they're using mean. So you can only guess how far I'm getting with some of that stuff.
Well, I was doing a little bit on the front page of the site. I'm like, hey, man, is that headline look good? Or are we going to get razzed for that? Because it'll be like the Holiday Inn Express commercial in years to come. I'm not a lawyer, but I did cover Florida State's exit from the ACC, and I feel like I've got a little bit of legal jargon to me. There's tons of coverage right now on warchant.com as it relates to this particular proceeding. Spring camp is still going on. You know, the football stuff that everybody wants to make money over. That's happening right now on warchant.com, warchant TV, and a full week of FSU baseball, more recruiting stuff. Get over to warchant.com today. Sign up. Your first month is just $1. $1 for your first month over at warchant.com. We'll keep you covered on this story as it develops all the more. For Ira Schaffel, managing editor of warchant.com, my name is Tom Lang. We will talk to you next time right here on Warchant TV.